We are in Daf Vav Amid Aleph. Let us just quickly go over the Rashi, the Gemara Geffen, Kedei Revi'is Yayin Lenozer, and then we'll see Tosfos. The Gemara says that the Pasuk, Eretz Chita Sa'ira VeGeffen, each of these peiris are used for to be Mishayer Shiurim in different Hilchis HaTorah. Is Geffen, the Priya Geffen is used to be Mishayer Kedei Revi'is Yayin Lenozer. To be Mishayer a Revi'is of Yayin Lenozer. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Geffen Mashiyaru Boy, Kedei Revi'is Yayin, Bishar Isurei Nozer. The other Isurim that a Nozer has, that means a Nozer is not only also B'yayim, he's also B'chaltzanim, Zogim, etc. The Iker Laman, the Omar B'meseches Nozer, the Chaltzanim, B'lulovim, V'alov, Mitztarfim L'shir Revi'is Yayim. The sheer Isar Achila of these Minim is a Revi'is. Now how you Meshayer a Revi'is, this is, a Revi'is is a measurement of a Dovar Lach, and these are Dvorim Yeveshim. Shem Yitneim Lekois Molayayim. If you'll put Chatzanim and Lulovim into a Kois Molayayim, till it will displace Revi'is Abiyayin. So that is called a Revi'is of Chatzanim. The Shir of Chatzanim is a Revi'is. So that is a Revi'is of Chatzanim. The amount of Chatzanim that is needed to displace a Revi'is Yayin. What is the Inyan of Yayin? So Rashi says, "Vein doime hamishayer bekois molei mayim lemishayer biyayim mishum diyayin ofu ve'einai memayher lotzeis." Yayin is a thick liquid. It doesn't go out too. It doesn't leave the kois too quick. Avol elanivrat v'nidgash al sfas hakois yoser min hamayim. So till you'll displace, that means you need more chatzanim to displace from a full kois a revius of yayin, then you'll need chatzanim to displace from a full kois of mayim. So we had mentioned yesterday, the Goyin in Broche says that the shear of a revius that was said by chatzanim means a revius plus a goydish. That means you fill up a kois, not over the rim, till the rim. And then, that's how was nimsar the shir. You need a revius plus a goydish. So, and the goydish is measured with yayin. And as we mentioned yesterday from the Sfas Emes, it could be you measure with the yayin of Eretz Yisrael. That means that each yayin, perhaps of each medina, has its own consistency. So the revius im hagoydish shaloi is measured with yayin shal Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Geffen kedei revius yayin lenozer. Perish bekunteris kedei revius bishar isurei nozer. We're speaking about Shari Surei Nozer. The Ike Laman the Omar B'Meseches Nozer. The Lulovim Ba'alin B'Chaltzanim Mitztarfin L'Shir Revi'is Yayim. The Zaman the Omar says that the Shir Chiyuv is a Revi'is Yayim. The Yitneim L'Kois Mola Yayim. The Yeitzei Mimenu Revi'is Yayim. That is the Shir of Chaltzanim. Ve'eini doime ha-mishayir b'kois mole yayin, le-mishayir b'kois mole mayim. The yayin has a thicker consistency, ve'eini me-may lotzeis ala nivrat v'nigdash al-sfas ha-kois, yoyser min ha-mayim. Bereish Erevin Perish Bekunteris, Geffen Kidei Revius Yai. The Geffen Kidei Revius Yai in Lenozer Lechaive Malkis. Rashi says in Erevin that, Revius of Yayin Lechaive Malkis, that's what Geffen comes to tell us. Mashme Sheroitze Loima, Im Shoso Revius Yayin, so Yechai Malkis, Be'einze Me'inyin Ho'acherim, the Misharinin Behu Milse. This is not similar to all the other meaning, that means we're Mishaya with this Peri Ashir. So Memele here, we're Mishaya with Yayin, how much the displacement of a Revius and a Goydish is. But Rashi in Erevin seems to say that Yayin is coming to tell us that that Yechai Malkis and a Revius of Yayin. So what are you Mishaya with Yayin? Chamoishe perish kan iker. Just to think out loud, I mean, according to the Goyin, if the Goyin says that the sheer revius of chatzanim is, that's how it was nimsa, it's a revius with a goydish of a revius, that is the sheer revius. So it could be, we're going to have later in Tosfos, I mean, there's that, if the sheer revius, if the sheer by macholim is a revius, then the sheer by yain is also a revius. We'll have later, others hold that the sheer by macholim is a kezayis, others hold that the sheer shti is a kezayis. But if the sheer, if we were going according to the Tanna that holds that the sheer achile is berevius, so zicher mestaver that the sheer shtiya is also berevius. Yesod number one. And yesod number two, if we will say that the sheer revius of oichlim is a revius plus a goydish, that is the sheer revius that was nimsar. So then, l'chayre, we should say that the sheer shtiye of Yayin is also a revius plus a goydish. That means if you'll have a kais that holds a revius plus the goydish of that kais, that l'chayre is the sheer revius. Im kainim anachnu, and if what we said before from the Sfas Emes, that you have to use Peres Yisrael, Peres Eretz Yisrael to measure shiurim, And the sheer goydish is dependent on the consistency of the yayin. So Mamel, that could be that is pshat and Rashi and Erevim. Rashi isn't talking about the oichlim that a nozer is oster. And Rashi is speaking about the sheer revius but the sheer revius is also measured through yayin shel Eretz Yisrael. If we assume that the sheer revius means revius plus a goydish. Now, the sheer goydish is bechlal very problematic. That the reshash is ma'orer, that means the goydish is relative on the size of the kais, or how the kais is, you could have a thin kais, you have a smaller goydish. You have a wider kais, you'll have a larger goydish. So this is very modne, how do you measure the goydish? That is a problem. That the Rishash is Meira. But besides that, perhaps this would be a Shtikol Eitze on Rashi in Erevin. Chamoi Shepirish Kan Ike V'chi Agav Netanya B'tei Sefta De Nozir Keitzat Hu Oise Meivi Kois Mole Yayim Hu Meivi Zayis Iguri V'noisein L'soichoi V'shoifeya Im shoso ki yaitzei boi chayev. Now, bim lav potter divrei Rabbi Kiva. So, we see for Rabbi Kiva that's how Rabbi Kiva holds the sheer shti is because I is. So according to Rabbi Kiva, how do you measure a shir kezayis? You put a kezayis in a kais, and whatever comes out, that's a displacement of a kezayis. And it comes out be'etzim, it is theoretically less than a kezayis, because lemaisa, the amount one drinks, because since we have to take the goydish into consideration, so really what a kezayis displaces is very little. It's a gevaldik kechumre. Abulazah ben Azaya oimer einei chayvat sheyishte revius. So we have here a machloikis. But kaponim, we see from the raif that the sefta was maybe kois mola yayin, mistama you measure with yayin, and maybe zayis saguri, v'noisin l'soyche v'sheifeya. See, you measure with yayin. That is mistama what Tosis wants to bring a raif from. So Bekiva holds the shir shtiye is bekezayis. N'rabalez v'nazay yoimei nechay v'at sheyishte revis. So Taisva says, if we hold that the Shir Achil is Berevius, so Mustama the Shir Shti is also Berevius, so comes out our Sugya is like Rabbeloza ben Azariah. It's not Kefelach to say the Sugya is like Rabbeloza ben Azariah. So at first I didn't know what's a schlecht that the sugi is like a beloza ben azayah, like Taisus? Ein lochush bekach. Now, God, the Bahashgacha, someone told me over yesterday at Taisus and Ksubis Tavkufhei. Taisus and Ksubis Tavkufhei says that Rabbi Kiva was a much greater Talmud Chochem than Rabbi Loza ben Azayah. Taisus has it as a cheshbon over there, why to say it? But Rabbi Kiva was from the Gedolei Adir. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah wasn't. He was much smaller than Rabbi Kiva. So Memelas Ataisis Betzim had a kasher. We're having a stomach the Gemara, and our Gemara is going to go according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Rabbi Kiva is chayli. So Ataisis says, "Vein lochish bekach." Doch inami yahid the eser reviyis the beperik shloisha minim kibosai. In the Mishnah of there's 10 reviyis, and Mestama, one of them is a reviyis yain shol nozer. That's also like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. It's not like Rabbi Kiva. So we see that al kaponim, Rabbeinu Kodesh was soisim like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So it's not kefelech if Argama is also going according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So, how could you say that the Shir Revius is beplukta loy kamayri? Lechayishbu, half a gam the polygol or Rabbi Kiva. Benozer nami ike beplukta, there's also this machloikis, we find the nozer also perigim alminim. This nan, we learned, this is a Mishnah Achroine. The Mishnah Achroine says, you're chayiv if you ate a kezayis. Mishnah Rishayna imeres, the Mishnah Rishayna said, at sheyishte revius yain. So now, the Mishnah Achayna says, you're chayiv on a kezayis of anovim. The Mishnah Rishayna says, you're chayiv on a revius of yain. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afilu shora pitoi b'yayin. You don't even need a kezayis of yayin. You say heta mitzaref leisur, v'yesh by litzaref kezayis chayin. So Rabbi Kiva said that if you have a kezayis of pas, that shori b'yayin, that's all, you're also chayin. Perfect. A kaponim we have here, the Mishnah Achroine and Rabbi Kiva hold the shears bekezayis. The Mishnah Rishayna holds and the Mishnah Rishayna holds that the shears berevius. V'amrinim begemore. Tane kame. This is the Mishnah Rishayna. Medamelu iser nozer l'shtiye. The Tane kame is medame isurei nozer l'shtiye. That means the chatzanim and these things to shtir. Ubachilas alim velulovim nami boy revis. That's what the Gemara says. It's kamoy b'shtir. By the macholim, which are nozir is osirin, machile bekezayis, av kol bekezayis, kloima av shtiyah. So here we have, Taisus brought a sugya nozir, klol, that, you see there's a machloikas tanoim, in the shir achile, and the shir shtiyah. And the Tanakame, the Mishnah Rishayna holds that the Shir Shtiyah and the Shir Achila is Berevius, and that's our sugya. Uktas kosher legirsazu. So now Taisva says he doesn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara explains the Machloikis. The heichi ashkech in the matzrich revius b'midi d'achila. Where do you see that the Mishnah Rishayna said you need a revius b'midi d'achila? The Mishnah Rishayna says you need a revius by shtia. The Tanakame, it's very modern. The Mishnah Rishayna says you need a kezayis by achila. The Mishnah Rishayna says you need a revius by shtia. Then Rabbi Kiva said, "Hetam etzav lisa b'yayin al kaponim yinira kezayis." But where do we see that the Mishnah Rishayna held that there's a shir revius by achila? Speaking about shtiyah, tzorch loyme the mashmalei, the chiktoni ad sheyoychal min ha'anovim kezayis. The Mishnah Achayne says you have to eat min ha'anovim kezayis who adin b'shtiyah. He holds b'shti, it's also because I, that's what the Mishnah Achrein holds. Well, Mishnah Rishayin, the Demeres, at she yishte revius, who adin b'achila. Elamar nokit achila mishum diyalef minei linyin shti. Elamar nokit shti mishum diyalef minei linyin achila. That means that each one mentioned the Mekoyer ha'iser, the Mekoyer ha'limut. The Tanakama holds that since by Anovim it says Aloshan Achila, so it's the Shir is Bekezayis. So he mentioned the Mekore Issa, which is by Achila, it says Kezayis. The Mishnah Rishoyne holds that the Shir is Shtiya is Berevius. And Mamela, as we mentioned, Shtiya Shayim Berevius, but in Emerson, Achila and Shtiya are the same. Rabbi Netam Gorishon Benozir. Rabbi Netam didn't have such a Gemara. Rabbi Netam made a Girse. Tanekame, that means the Mishnah Rishoyne, Loi Medame Lohu Lechol Isurei Nozir Laachila. The Tanekame is not Medame Lechol Isurei Nozir Laachila. V'chein motza, this is the Mishnah Ach Rishayne. The Mishnah Rishayne is not medame kol isurei nozer la'achila. Now the Mishnah Rishayne is speaking about shtiyah. So he says he's not medame shtiyah la'achila. V'chein motza b'seifa yosha. V'yesh vorm shekosbem lo medame lo isurei nozer l'shtiyah. So that means you're not medame achila to shtiyah. Bakel echot. Aber lachila niche tvei. Perish. Now Tais explains the girsa of the Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnah Rishoyne, that says shtiyas berevius, mechalekes bein achila lishtiyah. The loy yalfinon mehadodi. The Mishnah Rishoyne verkehrt is bedavke, davke shtiyas berevius, and the Mishnah Rishoyne differentiates shtiyah from achila. Ule girse zu havi achila bekezayis lekuli alma. Everyone holds achilas bekezayis. Now the shaila is, what's shtiyah? So the Mishnah Rishayna held that shtiyah is not like achila. So therefore shtiyah is berevius. Mishnah Chayna holds shtiyah is like achila. That comes out according to Rabbeinu Tam's Girse. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam's Girse, it comes out that everyone holds the shir achile by oichlem is zicher b'kezayis, and the whole shaila is by shtiyah samachloikis. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so our Gemara is very difficult already. Now, what is pshat in our Gemara? Our whole Gemara Taisus was mevayer. We're going according to Rabbi Loza ben Azayah that holds that the shir achile is berevius. Now, Be'emison, Taisus never found enough in the Gemara that said that. The whole Taisus went with assumptions. The Taisus brought a Tosefta. Tosefta says that the Shir Shtiyah is because Zayi is Dibur HaBekiva, and Blaz Ben Azayi Yemin Echai Vachish Terevius. So the Tosefta spoke about Shtiyah Yain. Taisus, who are the Nachila? It's the same. Then Vaita Eser Revius is also in Shtiyah Yain. Taisvis never had a enough in the Mekoyer that Achila is Berevius. Now, the Rabbi Natam has a Girs in the Gemara that Fakert, everyone knows Achila is Bekezayah. So now we're in hot water. So what is Pshat in our Gemara that Yemeshayer B'yayim for the Shir Revius? We lost Rashi's Pshat. Ubishmaitin Goris Rabbeinu Tam, Kezayis Yayin Lenozer. We're speaking about a Kezayis Yayin Lenozer, V'osi Kikula Alme Ubemidi Diachila. So Rabbeinu Tam learned, Agamor is not speaking about, Agamor is also speaking about Hestis Achila, the way Rashi said, we're speaking about Chatzanim. And the sheer achila of chatzanim is a kezayis. Ubemidi di achila. The kosher leperish rabbeinu tam. The mainavke mino de misharinon oisoi zayis bekeis molayayin. What is the difference if the sheer is a kezayis? So what is the difference if your mishayel, the kezayis, with a kais mola yayin, the chen yochel shaya b'mayim kemo yayin, b'mokim shesimu hazayis iguri, bein b'yayin, bein b'mayim, shom yosimu kemo yikain hachartzanim v'hazogim. If we have to put He says, we have to see whatever a zayis will displace. So we have to take the same amount of chatzanim to displace it, to equalize whatever a kezayis displaced. So memele, whatever liquid you're going to use, you're going to come out with the same cheshbon. You're going to put a kezayis in yayin, so it'll displace a tenth of an ounce, because it's a goydish. So you have to put so much chatzanim, it's also displaced a tenth of an ounce. You put a zayis in water, it'll displace a fifth of an ounce. So you have to put so many chatzanim, but it's going to come out the same. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so what is pshat, that you're mishaya with yayin? The shir is a kezayis, and it's need a displacement of a zayis, so you'll always end up with the same amount, whatever liquid you'll be using. If we will say that our sugya is speaking about drinking wine, kiven da amrinen lachayev b'shoise ma shemapel shir kizayis minayayin d'hudova mu'it. If we will say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Kiva, and the shir shtiyas yayin is a kizayis. So since we say that the shir is a kizayis, d'hudova mu'et apshita d'kivin d'shose yayin d'shiyurei b'hoche The shiuri bochi. So if he drank wine, zicha the shir is like this. The evshel shayre ela biyayin. So what is the chiddush? If we say that we're speaking about shtiyas yayin, so fashteitzach shtiyas yayin, you have to be mishayir with yayin. So what is the chiddush that you mishayir with yayin? Now here, the Rishash asks on Taisvis. Taisvis is very schwer. That means like this. If we say that the shir of shtiyah is the displacement of a kezayis. Now, if you displace wine, you end up with a very small shir, because you have to take the goydish into cheshbet. If you're displacing water, you'll end up with a big shir. Now, we're going to ask a shayla, how much yayin does a nozer have to drink in order to get malkus? So it says, you know, you're mishaya with yayin. You're mishaya the displacement of a kezayis with yayin. So he says, it's pshita. That's the shir of yayin. So it's pshita that you mishaya with yayin. Dr. Rishas, it's not pshita at all. it could be the shir kezayis is much bigger. You have a true shir of a kezayis. Who said that the shir of kezayis has to be a kezayis plus a goydish? That's the chiddush. You're mishaya with yayin, that the kezayis has to be, you have to take the goydish into consideration, and therefore the kezayis is much smaller. Achmdachoner also asked the kasha. Uktsas mashme bi Yerushalmi denozik keperish Rabbeinu Tam, tachile lekul alme bekezayis, the kamarosam, mishne rishoine ashe yishte revius yayin, davod deshinin sheikha sheikha, ma sheikha shnema laholon revius, av sheikha omer kan revius, chazru va omru la yoicha va la yishte, ma achile bekezayis, av shtiye bekezayis. So weiss doch ois, that achile was zicha bekezayis, the shayla was, do you learn out shtiye from achile, or don't you learn out shtiye from achile? Learn sheikh a sheikh, but weiss is achile is klo bekezayis. That's like the Reinu Tam. Zog the Gemara weiter. Teino, it says in the Pasuk, teino ki groigris. That's coming to tell us the shir groigris, which is a dried fig. Leitzoi Shabbos. That all macholim, the shir leitzoi by Shabbos is, if they're as large as a groigris. Teine mazutrashi mashiyaru bo ki groigris leitzoi Shabbos. Shiru b'chol oichlam. That all oichlam have a shir groigris. Yeah. Rimein, this nan, kol kli balei batin shi uron ki rimein. The shir rimein is that a kli from a balabos. It's a difference from a kli that's oimid lemachire, and a kli that a balabos says. A kli from a balabos, shi uron ki rimein. Let us see what Rashi says. Kol kli balei batin shi uron binikveyen. This is a loche. If a keli gets a hole in it, what through the hole it becomes unusable, so it's not mekabel tum anymore. So it's nifka de tume. Kerimoy, the adshen nikev kemoitzi rimoy, shem keli olav o mekabel tume. Till it's a moitzi rimoy, it's mekabel tume. Why? Lefisha balabayis chazal kelo, uchshehu moitzi zeisim. So if he has a keli with a hole that it can hold zeisim, umishtamish by reminim, so you don't throw away the keli, you use it to store reminim. Avol kli umin shoimid li moche toya benekev kosho. If you have a kli that's oimid le mechire, so it's toya as soon as it gets a small hole because you can't sell it anymore. Avol by kli balabayis, he holds the keli till it's b'maitzi rima. So that's the shir rima. Zot Taisvitz, kol kli balei batim shi ulan kerimoinim.
So Taisis says Gabi Kli Eitz Misnaya Perik Yizayin De Kalim. The Shir Imoinim was said by a Kli Eitz. Abel Be Kli Cheres Nam Perik Shlishi De Kalim. Ha'osui la'oichlin shiyuron kezeisim. Ha'osui la'mashkin is a different shit. Bahada oma salkaponim, so we see our sugya is speaking about a kliyet. A kliyeres is a shir of zeisim. Bahada oma b'seifa matznia chomesh midos b'kliyeres. Nikiv kemoitzi zayis toir melekabel zeisim. Vadayin kelihu lekabel remainim. So Lucher was speaking about a Kli Cheres. We just mentioned the Kli Cheres. There's no shir of Rimoinim. Hainu, so Dakamo means im yichdoyle Rimoinim. That means Stamazay a Kli Cheres, when it's b'moitzi zayis already, it's ois keli. But im yichdoyle Rimoinim, im yichdoyle Rimoinim, so then the halacha is that it will still be mekabel tumah till it's b'maitzi rimin. Avo stomai kemaitzi zayis. Shiuran kerimoinim b'meseches kelim perik yizayin mishne dalet nan. Harimoinim she'omru shloisha achuzim zeboze. The sheer rimoinim is that you have three rimoinim which are attached one to the other. So Taisis Vloishi Yitzorich Nekev Godol Kolkach Kidesha Yetzu Shloshtam Bebasachas. You don't need such a large hole that the three will fall out. Ela Echad Shloshtam Bebasachas. She need a pretty big hole. Ela Echad Levat. The shear is Bemaitziri Moy, not Bemaitziri Moynim. Toma b'seifa matzniye kemoitzi rimoin. Mashma rimoin echot. Lekoma rimoinim. Ba'oid b'perik elok shorim, perik oisim pasim, d'boi cheski nikib kemoitzi zayis. V'sosmoi b'chozva nikib kemoitzi zayis v'sosmoi atshish limoi lemoitzi rimoin ma'u. So memele, now the cheshman is, what do you do with the steamer? Do you reckon the steamer is not like it's a ganze keli, so it's weiter meitzis eyes, or now you cheshman how much the nekev was with the steamer. Havalele minkat, if you need more than a meitzi rimoin, havalele minkat, nikiv ke meitzi rimoin, besosmei. Because the nitzig nikiv ke meitzi rimoin, besosmei, at sheshlimo shloisha rimoin imal. So Kochach weist doch ois, that the sheer tahare is one rimoin. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? Rimoinim she'omru shloish achuzim zebeze. So Taisus says two terutz. One terutz Taisus says, unir lafor eshtod enoket shloish rimoinim achuzim. Af arpi shemoitziyom ze achazem. That ein neuchen lotze is derech nekev tzar kemoishu yoitze ze achaze bifnei atzma. That means that betzem the shir is moitzi rimoim, that if the hole is large enough, that one rimoim will fall out. But a rimoim that is attached to another two rimoinim, which will remain in the keli, will not fall out until the hole is a little larger. So memele, that is pshat the Mishnah in Kalim, the shir is taki kemaitzi rimoin, but a rimoin which is attached to two other rimoinim, and that makes the hole a little larger. Oigesh leforish, the nokat shloisha achuzim zebeze, mishum the rimoin, the godol yechidi bifnei atzmoi, if you have a rimoin, that only one grew by itself, oishnayim, gedoilim yoisim midai. So that's a very large rimoin. Bagdeilim abo achuzim, those rimoinim that grow four together, tanim yoisimidai, that's a small rimoin. Abo lagdeilim shloisha beinanim mishayimim, that is pshat. That means not that you need a hole, that one of the three rimoinim should be able to slip out easily. No, it means that you need a hole that will hold a average rimoin. An average rimoin is a rimoin that grows three together, and a cluster of three. So that size is the normal, is the average size of a rimay.
Let us go weiter. Eretz zei shemen udvash, Eretz shekol shiureho kizeisim. All the shirim are like zeisim. Like the gemar, kol shiureho sal kedaitoch, ha'ika hani damrina, we just said there are other shirim, etzim kisayra, etzoy shabbos kigroigres, ala ema sheroiv shiureho kizeisim. Zogt Rashi, roiv shiureho kizeisim, meis, Nevela, that's by Tumim, be Isser, Chayla Vedam, Opigul, Venoisa, Betome, Vigidanoshim. So that's Sai by Tumim, Sai by Achilos, Yabreiv, Shireo, Arkezeisim. Dvash, Kikesevis, Agasa, Beyema, Kippurim. Dvash, Rashi says, Kol Mine Mesike, Kruyin Dvash, Kol Mine Mesike, Kruyin Dvash, Utmorim, let us see Rashi, Dvash, Kol Mine Mesike, Kruyin Dvash, Tmorim mine mesikehim. So that's keseves tamro liyema kipurim. The loik siv be achila. There it doesn't say it is achila. Ela asher loy seune. Midi de miyasev daite umafkele meinui. That is the sheer dvash. That's a keseves. Now the Gemara goes back. Alme di eraisininu. So the Gemara, so we see there the Raise. I mean, only the Loch Lamaish Misinai, all the Shiurim are written in the Pasuk. And for the fact, the Gemara, but Tisbara Shiurim Miksibi, does it say then in the Pasuk that these Minim are used for these and these Shiurim? Elohilchasenino, the gather of Shiurim is a Loch Lamaish Misinai. Kroas Machde Beyalmahu. And the pasuk is an asmachta, but really the shiurim is Allah l'mayishim isini. Zok Rashi. Miksiv iklum ksiv betoire etzem kesoire ubeis hamenuge bechitin bechen kulam. The Gemara says that the pasuk is an asmachta. And the Iker is from the Lachal Maish Mishinai. Zog Taisvis, ala hilchus aninu akras machta b'yalma. So it comes out, we don't learn out from the Pasuk. So Taisvis says, mikan kosher legirsas asvom tepeg basra de yume, domar Rabbi Yochanan, shiyurim ba'oinshin alachal Maish Mishinai. Uporech, so there was a girsa, shiyurim, michtav ksivi, eretz chite, Mishani ela eima shiurim shel oinshin. Vikoshe, so Taisis says, loise girse de maika porich michtaksibi, what's some of the kashe? Homasi kore de kras machte. So what's the kashe? This is no posik. Void, if it is a kashe, maika mishani eima shiurim shel oinshin, hai haloi ala shir iksha michtaksibi. That was the kashe, the shiurim, what did you do? It says a posik. Shiur and Shalonshim, it says in the Pasuk, so what's the terrace? But Oiden, a third kasha, the Bechol Duchte, the Maisi, Haikro, whenever the Gemara brings this Pasuk, the Shiurim, Maisi, Kula, Milse, the Rabchanan, the Hoche, the Gemara brings the Rabchanan, the Rabchanan, you can't ask on the Pasuk, Rabchanan, not because it's the ganze Mahalach in the Pasuk. Mitoich kach gorisosan bekunteris, Oinshim michtav ksivi. The Gemara said, Shiyurim ba'oinshin aloch l'moishim yisinai. So the Gemara says, Oinshim michtav ksivi. The Oinshim say in the Pasuk, Ela'ema shiyurim shal onshim. There's not shiyurim and onshim. The shiyurim of onshim, one thing is aloch l'moishim yisinai. So Mela, so all the kashas are pampered. Per keitzad mevorchim, mash mekzaz the droshe gemurim. That it is a droshe gemurim. Not like our Gemara. The Omar Rav Yosef, the Itaimer Rav Yitzro, call a mugdem beposig ze mugdem lebroche. That you magdem lebroche the minim that I mentioned first. Shenema eretz chite. So mamela, so if a person has is a paschitim, a paserim, you have to be magdem to mevorach a paschitim. והוד אומה הפליגי דרבחונים. דומה רבחונים כל הפוסק לשיורים נאמה. So why is this that this is a real drosha? If it's only an asmachtas, why is it pligge? The pasuk is telling a shvach Eretz Yisrael in the minim. If I count which mean the Torah was magdim, is more choshev. B'shem olamay demasikosim v'idach shiurim miksivi loy pligge, that's the Gemara's maskone, that's the Gemara means to say. It doesn't say shiurim, so there's no machloikis. The pasuk is take, that's not pashte dikrom, to tell us, the shiurim. Zog the Gemara weiter. We heard that shiurim chatzitzin umechitzin halacha lemoishe misinai. Frag the Gemara chatzitzin. Die reisen inu. The din that is a psul chatzitze by tvilas ad a reise. Dachsi verochatz es psoroi, es kol psoroi bamayim, shlo yeidovo, es eshi psoroi bamayim, shlo yeidovo choytzitz beinei le bein amayim. That the psoroi should be submerged in water, should be touching the water, that there should be a dovo hachoytzitz. So you don't need a lochom moishim asini to tell me the psul chatzitze, it's a posik. And for the Gemara, ki yasoi hilchese lesaroi, the pasuk, the halacha Moshe is coming to tell us, says din chatzitza by seyo. It says besorei b'may. So by bosa, there's a din that it has to be encompassed by water. But though the halacha Moshe is by seyo, there's also a din chatzitza. Doma rabbe bar bachone. Nima achas kishura. If you have one hair that is tied with a tight knot, chaytzetzes. So that means one knot can be, a knot made out of one hair can be very tight, will prevent the water from touching all the parts of the hair. So it's a chatzitze. Sholosh einam chatzitzos. If you have three hairs and you made a knot out of them, so it's not a chatzitze. Because if you're making a knot with three hairs, It can't get too tight, so water can always go through and can touch all the halakim of the hair. Shtayim ein yedeya. So memela, so we see that there's a din, we see there's a din chatzitza by seya. The pasuk says that there's a din chatzitza by boso. So akoch, the lach l'mayish mesin is coming to tell us by seya there's also a din chatzitza. Frek de gemore, no, sari nami de reisaninu. The din chatzitza by seir is also a posik. Dachsi verochat es besorei b'mayim. Es hatofo le besorei. Umay niyu saroi. So memele is so fakir. The es is coming to tell us that there's a din chatzitza by seir. So why do you need a locha l'moyshe misina? So the Gemara says, ki asoi hulchese lech drab Yitzchok. The Omar Rab Yitzchok said, Devar teure rubo yumakbid olov chaitzitz. If roiv is a chitzitza on roiv, and he's makbid on it, so then it's chaitzitz. Bishaini makbid olov, if you have roiv and he's not makbid, ain't chaitzitz. Because well rubo shaini makbid, mishim rubo yamakbid. Val miyutai hamakpid, mishim rubai hamakpid. They were geyser, and rubai shayne makpid, and miyut hamakpid. Frag the Gemara, veligzer nami al miyutai shayne makpid, mishim miyutai hamakpid, inami mishim rubai shayne makpid, spigeyser miyut atoroit. So the Gemara says, higufe gzeira. That means roiv she'ene makpid, or miyut ha-makpid, that alone is a gzeira, v'anan neke v'nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. So memele, so that's why they did not answer miyut she'ene makpid. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, devar teure haloche l'moyshe misinai. Ruboi roiv saroi metunef betit, Oikosho achas achas, ומקפד עולב חייצת. רובוי רויב סערוי מתונף בתית, רויב אב דסייר אז מתונף בתית, אי כושר אחס אחס, or each hair מזנר אינית, ומקפד עולב חייצת. Now, this Rashi is saying a mouthful. Number one, Rashi is saying, Rashi seems to be saying, and that's how Taisvis, not over here, but Achsmet Taisvis in other places understood Rashi, that Rashi, the Gemara says that Aloch Lamayshe Misinai is coming to tell us the Shir Chatzitza, you need to rubay your makpid. So, Lachera, we would say that we just got through saying this Hilchas Chatzitza by Gufoy, Psoroy, this Hilchas Chatzitza by Saroy, whatever, and everything this Absul Chatzitza. Now, how much do you need in order to pass the Minatay? You need to rubay your makpid. Rashi says, Ruboy Roiv Saroy Metunef. So Rashi seems to be saying, you could say one of the two. One you could say, and that's what Taisus brings down a Yesh Mefoshim here, that the whole din, that this is the Emerson, a continuation. The Moy is the Kasha, why do you need a Locha Moshe Mesinai by Chetzitze? It's a Posik. It's a Posik you need it for Saroy. So Moshe says, Saroy is a Riboy. And the Gemara says needed for the Shia. So other Mefoshim learned, it could be that Pshat and Rashi also, that Rashi learned, we're back to the previous test. We said you needed for Sarai. So yes, the Kashi, there's an S that tells us it's the Chatzitza of Sarai. No, but we needed for the Shia Chatzitza of Sarai. That means like this. By Gufoy, there's no Shia. Barocha says, Kol Besori Bamayim, it says by Abal Keri. Everything is, Kol Besori has to be Bamayim. I feel like me and Shani Makbet, Kol B'sori has to be by mine. It says Kol B'sori. But the S, there's an S that's Mal B'saroi, and this S is not governed by the Kol of Kol B'sori. There's a Din Chatzitza by Saroi. What is the Shir Chatzitza? Oh, there is a Loch HaLamash Misinai. The Shir Chatzitza by Saroi is Roiv Saroi U'makbet. So that is the first two words of Rashi. Roiv Saroi. But the din roiv is by sarai. And by gufay, by psori, there's no din roiv. Afilu amashu is chaytzitz. That's the yeshma for Oshman Taisus, Dachsimir, and another place says that Rashi holds like this. Now let's just go one step further. What is the taich roiv sarai? So the oitzel brings down from the prisha that the prisha is mesupik. If roiv sari means you take all the seyer of the goof, and you need roiv sari, roiv of the seyer, or you look at each makim of a kino seyer, and that's roiv sari. That means there's different makimis with this mechune seyer, and each makim, if roiv of this makim is chaitzitz, so that's called roiv sari. Now, let us go further than Rashi. Roiv Sarai Metunef Betit. Right, whatever Roiv Sarai is, it's Metunef Betit. So that's Ruboy Hamakpid. Now, Rashi says a second case of Chatzitza by Seyor. Oy Kosho Achas Achas, each Seyor. It's not Metunef Betit. There's a knot in each Seyor. Humakpid Olav Chaitzitz. Now, this is also a very shvera Rashi. If each seyer is kosher, so l'chayre poshet it means that there was one knot in each seyer. So you don't have roiv sarai. Because you have to measure the length of the seyer, so the place where the knot is, the water can't reach that place. So if the seyer is an inch long, so you have a 20th of an inch that the water can't get to. So you don't have a filu, roiv sarai is kosher, kol echad v'echad. It's still not Ruboy, it's Miutoy. They bring from Davnei Nezer says we have to say Pshat and Rashi, Oikosher, Achas, Achas, that each one is knotted, not with one knot, with 20 knots. So it comes out that Roiv of the Seyo itself, the water can't get to it. But that's not the Pashtus Loshon of Rashi. But L'chaire, however you learn, I mean if you learn like this, so the Lashon isn't too good, but the Halacha we understand. If we learn that it's one kasher, then the lashon is good, but then the halacha is very, then that it's a more dikke kasher. So asem is mutzitzich, others mutzitzich, that means so that it's not roiv, it's a miut. Ein makbid olav havalei kigufi. Now Rashi says, lum this. Why if he's ein makbid, he have the same chatzitze, the water isn't getting this, what's the chilek if he's makbid, if he's not makbid? So Rashi says, the lum this is, havalei kigufi. If he's not makbid, hoyil vein soifoi litloi, ubota legabei voloi chayit. So Rashi says, if he has no intentions of taking it away, that's a taiche makbid olav. So if it's going to remain there, havalei kigufa, hilvein seifei litloi, ubotel legabei v'loi chayitz. So it's bottle to him. Memesin, the lashon of the Rabbeinu Chananel is also like that, the Rabbeinu Chananel on the first line when it gets wide, makbid olav tziyoy me'al b'sorei chayitzitz. Kedisnan kol ha-makbid olav l'hosiroi chayitzitz. L'chol she makbid olav l'hosiroi eine chayitzitz. So it would seem that the gather of Akpode is that if I'm going to take it away, say that I'm going to take it away, so then it's not part of me. So then it's a different object that is blocking the mayim from coming to the seyo. But if it's going to remain there, I won't take it away. So that's the seyo that becomes. It's considered part of the Seyah. Bota legabei v'loi chayitz. So the Svasemis wants to say, if that is the case, we see a Amor de Kechidish. He says, what happens if a person, the Poiskim, in Yeredeyes, bout a din, they speak about there was a certain sickness that the hair of a woman was knotted up, was entangled together, and you couldn't say, it was a sakana to separate it. And the Paiskin speak about if it's a big problem, how is she be able to table herself? So the Svas Emes says, according to this Rashi, we could learn makbid miz if it doesn't bother me, if it does bother me. That's together. If I don't mind that it's there, that's one thing. If I do mind that it's there, it's something else. But Rashi doesn't seem to say this. Rashi says the criteria is, will he take it away or won't he take it away? And Rashi says, since it's going to remain there, the criteria is if it's going to remain there or not, if it's going to remain there, that's considered part of the goof. So Memela, if that's the criteria, so if I have something, which if you give me a questionnaire, yes, because I want it there, I would say definitely not. But al kaponim, do you have any intentions of taking the whale? Say also not. So that is a loch of ene makpit in the dwampi chaitzit. The gozroi al rubai she ene mit hoil vava roi vidomi bemitzis lachatzitza di yereise. Val miyutai ha makpit hoil vidomi lei behakpode. Since this is similar behakpode. So then the Gemara says further, Gzeire, so the Gemara says, Higufi Gzeire, Lava locha la Moshe misinehu, El Gzeire midarabona, Verubi ha-makbid l'chudu, Dehava locha la Moshe misinehu. Now this is an interesting Rashi. I mean, l'chayre, how did the Makshin understand? He said over Dvar Teure, Rubei Makbed Olav Chaitzitz, B'Sheini Makbed Olav Einei Chaitzitz, V'Gozro Al Rubei She'Einei Makbed B'Shem Rubei HaMakbed. So L'Chaire, he said klar, that Rubei She'Einei Makbed is not Chaitzitz, and they were geyser, that it should be Chaitzitz. So what is Rashi Samachi? The Gemara says, he gufe gzeire lavachem, it's not a lochem meishem esinai, alexeire midarabonon, berubei makbid l'chudu dava lochem meishem esinai. It seems from Rashi there was a pilpul in this. That's what the Talsin is machadish. You know, it's not a lochem meishem esinai. This is a gzeire. I mean, he said, klor, it's ein achaitzitz, v'gozu. Zogt Taisvis. דבר תוירה רובוי ומקפיד אולוב חייצץ. יש מפורשים דהוך האירי בסייר, this is like Rashi, that by סייר there's a loch of רובוי המקפיד, אבל בבוסו חייצץ אפילו מיוטוי שאינוי מקפיד. למיד שאינוי מקפיד, that's what we want to say before, there it says כל בסורי, so there, anything is חייצץ. In S, which it doesn't say, I don't have a ribuy of kol, so there we have already a loch of Moshe Messina. Because של רבינו תם, מהודם רינון פריק האור, נוחס מיוברש שנסגיירו, בנו אין צורך תפילה. It says, if you have a goita which was muberes, and she toivled herself, so the tvila, so aim, helps for the uber, so when we'll want to be megaya him, after he gets born, he won't need tvila, because the tvila same helps. Uporich, how could the tvila same help for the uber? I lachayr etzachat zitze b'chitei mishum the Rabbi Yitzchok. The Rabbi Yitzchok said you need ruboy u'makpid. And here the uber is not makpid with the mother. Fakeltetzi, he wants the mother to be there, so it's not makpid lahosiroi. Ha'omar Rav Kahana loishonu el ruboy. Aber kulay chaytze. So the Gemara brings notice, a member of Rav Kahane, Rav Yitzchok only said, Rubai Sheine Makbid is not Chaytzis. This is Kulai Sheine Makbid. Kulai Sheine Makbid is Chaytzis. Vahashte Dadifa Avalei Lakshuye. If you'll say that the whole Rav Yitzchok is only speaking about Seyer, but by Bosar Afilu Amiyut Sheine Makbid is Chaytzis, it's supposed to have to bring in Rav Kahane, that's Bekiyas, it means, no, you have a member of Rav Yitzchok, but you don't know Rav Kahane's member. Rav Kahane said Kulay is different. Supposed to have to, Rav Yitzchok is no Tzushtel. Havelei, Pashti Tadiva Avoy Lakshuye, the Bebosar Afilu Masha, Fulani Makbid Chaytzis. The Moses said, what tells us to Rav Yitzchok? Don't have to be a Boki to ask a Kashi. Rav Yitzchok is talking about Seyo. And also a male over here, the Bsar Huba, Zichet the Tvila shouldn't be Oyle, because the mother is Chaytzis. And by Bosar Afilu Akonshu is Chaytzis. Kashi number one. Kashi number two. Ba'oi, Midikiyoiv Shiyure Bachatzitze Bemesaches Mikvois. There's a Shia, when is he called Makpid, when is he not called Makpid, Maislo Besoif Eluk Shorim. Al Hamardas, Rab Shim Gimlil Oime Adke Isare Talki. I mean, so this is Talki and more, then it's Makpid, then it's Chaytzitz. Oid Maisi Hosom, Shal Banoim, Shal Tamide Chachomim, De Begodim of a Talmud Chochem, there's a stain mitzad echod chaytzitz. If the stain didn't penetrate the whole beggar, it's only on one side, he's makbid, it's chaytzitz. Vishel bur, a bur isn't makbid with his clothing, mishneitz todim, so there he's only makbid on the stain if it penetrated the beggar. We see from both sides. Bezvochim besoiv dam chatos, dam al bigdoi chaytzitz, Vim tabachu einay chaytzitz. The adam on a beged is chaytzitz. If it's a tabach, it's not makpid, it's not chaytzitz. Revav al bigdai chaytzitz. Vim meich revavu einay chaytzitz. So Taisis means to ask as follows. If you'll tell me that be'emesin, that the whole halacha l'moshe Messina was only said by the halacha of esa tofel l'psorei. That means this is not the gufa dovo, this is a tofel, and that is shiurim of ruboy and makbid. So when we come to begodim, so here we're speaking about the gufa beged. The gufa beged should have the same halacha like the besacha. This is not a ribui. So you have to toivel the beged. So memela, the gufa beggar should have the same halachas like the gufa adam. And if by the gufa adam, afilo ainei makbid is not chaytzitz, so memela by a beggar also, if by gufa adam ainei makbid is chaytzitz, according to the Yesh Mefoshim, so memela by a beggar it also should be that halacha. Vim taima afaktais vez. Kivin da osi ilchese le ruboy veloy le miyutoy. אם כן קרוא למי עושה דדושינם בסור שלי דובו חויצץ בין אלה בין המים. Now, we have to understand Tosfos Kasha. What is Tosfos asking? Tosfos says, since the Halacha L'Moish Mesinei is coming to tell us Ruboi V'loi Miyutoi, so why do you need the Pasuk? So Tosfos and Erevin asks a different Kasha. Tosfos and Erevin says like this. According to the Yesh Meforshim say the whole Halacha L'Moish Mesinei is speaking about Seya. That's Halacha L'Moish Mesinei. So the Taisis Sakash, according to the Yesh Meforshim, so you have Allah Moshe Mesinei telling me that there's a din chatzitza by Seyo. That's the Allah Moshe Mesinei. B'Seyo, the Allah is Rubi Amat with chatzitza. Aber kapodim in Allah Moshe Mesinei, you know that there's a din chatzitza by Seyo. So B'Zoi, so why do you need the S to tell me that there's a din chatzitza by Seyo? I could derive this from the Allah Moshe Mesinei. That's a Moshe Kikashe. That's Ois the Marsha. But if you hold not like the Yesh Mefoshim, and you hold that the Din Ruboy or Makbid applies by everything, so then there's no kasha whatsoever. That means like this: the Pasuk tells us there's a Din Chatzitza by Boso, there's a Din Chatzitza by Seya. What is the Shir Chatzitza? Oh, that's the Loch L'Moish Mesinai. So for Kerel, the Pasuk is telling us on what there is Hilchis Chatzitza, and what there is Psule Chatzitza, and the Loch L'Moish Mesinei is telling us the Shir of Chatzitza, the Tnoim of Chatzitza. So the Marsha and Erevin says he doesn't understand our Tosfos. What is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha? Mim Toim Ekimen Dose Hilchis L'Ruboi V'Loi L'Miyutoi Im Kein Kro L'Mai Osa D'Shinim Sorish L'Do B'Choytis Beinei L'Bein Amai. So we have to understand what Tosfos is asking. And Bechlal, the Loshon of Tosfos, since the Pasuk is coming, L'Ruboi V'Loi L'Miyutoi, so why do you need the Pasuk? L'Ulei de Mistafine, I would say Pshat and Tosfos is, the Loshon is a little, but we'll see from the Teretz Lachzim is also mashma like this. The Tosfos HaRosh mentions such an inyan. Tosfos says one thing. Let me just mention that Tosfos HaRosh, and then Dachsam Medad is Pshat and Tosfos. The Tosfos HaRosh says, the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinei tells us, Ruboi V'Loi Miyutoi. That means if there's a Miyut Chatzitze, it would not be Chatzitz. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinei. Now let's be Elach. What would be without the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinei? It would seem Miyutai is also Chaitzitz. That's what seems. The Halacha L'Moshe Mesinei tells us Miyutai is not Chaitzitz. The Tosfos HaRosh says, you know why I would think that Miyutai is Chaitzitz? Because the Pasuk by Balkeri says, V'rochatz es kol besorei. Kol besorei b'mai. Kol besorei b'mai means every mashu has to be b'mai. So memelu, without Halacha L'Moshe Mesinei, I would say that a Miyut is Chaitzitz. Therefore, now we have Halacha L'Moshe Mesinei to tell us that Miyut is not Chaitzitz. So, L'Chaire, it's a Mod Nezach. You need the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinei to tell you Miyut not to be Mafkia the Kol. So why do you need the Kol? Dachs Medan is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha. Even though the Loshon of Tosfos is missing a few words, but Dachs Medan is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos is asking you, tell me, even though it's Ilchas L'Ruboi V'Loi L'Miyutoi, that the Pasuk is coming to tell us not Miyut. So I can call him my also. The Dashinim, sorry, Dachs Medan means, call B'Soi Shalai Dov, V'Chaitz B'Ein L'Bein L'Mai, why do you need the call for? If this is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha, we'll understand Pshat and Tosfos Teretz. V'yashloim ad'itzach l'beis ha'storim, k'di'isa b'perikama d'kedushin. Now, Tosfos in Kedushin says, let's not go into the sugya of Kedushin, but Tosfos in Kedushin of Chofhei Amad Bey says, the Gemara says that if there's a chatzitze in the beis ha'storim, so the halacha is there's a psul chatzitze. That means that if a person, let's say, tables themselves, and they shut their mouths, which they permitted to shut their mouths, so it's kosher.
Because you don't need bias mayim in a beis hastorah. But if you'll have a bone stuck between the teeth, so emele, this bone is chaitzitz, so then tefillah is not. That's what the Gemara says. That even though you don't need bias mayim beveis hastorim, you need roi le bias mayim beveis hastorim. Taisvis in Kedushin Daf Chofeyim at Beis asks the Kasha, after a whole Cheshbon, how does the Gemara know this? So Taisvis says, the Gemara knew this because it says, V'rochatz es kol besorei. Kol is marbe afilu Beis Hastorim also. So therefore, then there's another limud that you don't need Beis Hastorim, but kol is marbe Beis Hastorim. So Taisvah says, so since it says kol, so from there I know that a chetzitza passes the base after. So memele, so could be im kainim anachnu. It's very good if the kasha was, why do you need the kol? You need the kol to tell me that there's a psul chetzitza be base after.